Good afternoon, everyone. Dear Assistant Secretary General, Ms. Gumbomsthwanda, dear ambassador, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I am really very pleased to open this dialogue, and thank you very much for your invitation to do so. As you know, gender equality is a priority of many of us. It's also a priority for Spain's foreign policy, and we all in the room, I think we all agree, we believe in the transformative power of education as a tool for achieving gender equality. So the combination of both ODS-4 and ODS-5, which I think is by no chance close together, give us, we think, that the most powerful tool for what I like to call the feasible revolution of gender equality. I think it's the revolution that our generation can and should witness. So we do have a feminist foreign policy, and how does this land in this specific context? Well, it lands through legislation, through action plans, and through concrete initiatives that I would like to share briefly with you. On the legislation side, we have a new law on cooperation from last year, Law 1/2023 of Sustainable Development Cooperation and Global Solidarity, ranking gender equality as one of the key principles of our cooperation policy. This, of course, inspires the action plans. We are now on the sixth master plan of our national development cooperation, including education and gender equality as overarching priorities. And then this goes down to specific actions, only to name just a few and to give you a feeling of what we're doing. The Spanish Cooperation Agency has established within the program EDUCA a project called AVANZA, aiming at breaking the gender digital divide and combating school dropout among girls from 13 to 18 years old, and also for women over 18, in rural areas of eastern Morocco. In the same vein, the agency has also developed the Gender Transformative Universities Initiative in coordination with the Office of the President Sahle Work Safety of Ethiopia, including also capacity buildings in universities. Conflict situations or crisis situations have also a lot to do, we believe, with the overall 1325 agenda, Women, Peace and Security agenda, and that's why also we have supported national action plans in Jordan, Chad or Tunisia that we hope to establish, because we believe that women are essential both in conflict prevention and reconstruction. So gender equality in humanitarian development contexts has to be duly protective, and we know that unfortunately the stronger impact of crisis and armed conflicts is felt by women and girls, and we are aware of the tragic events that are happening right now in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Ukraine, in Afghanistan, in Sudan or in Myanmar, to name a few of these terrible scenarios. So we cannot forget that the ravaging effects of violence against women and the need for full accountability and reparation. We are going to be members of the Security Council again, starting in January next year, and you can count on us, all of you, as allies to forward this agenda. Because we will continue promoting women, girls and adolescents' empowerment through innovative initiatives on education, health, entrepreneurship, and participation, bridging the digital divide and other areas. So I want to take more of your time because I'm also eager to listen and learn from you. Thank you very much.